Hello, everybody. Tomas Mises, RBI Game of the Week, here at the Spokane Arena on the second day of state tournament B-School action. And right now, as we check in at the center court, the two seniors from Kings West, Kaylee Ross and Kristen Anderson, are receiving complimentary posters in acknowledgement of the sporting play of Kings West. And they have been fine examples and emissaries of their school and families and the community of Bremerton, where they are from. Many of the students coming in, ranging from as far as Tacoma and Gig Harbor to the south, and Bainbridge Island and North Kitsap to the north, and perhaps even further. Welcome once again to a special RBI Game of the Week presentation. It's media education for the community, brought to you by a local efforts. And in this case, we are getting set for the Kings West girls in their third tournament visit in the last 3 years to take on the Tudor Lake Ducks. Both teams falling in their first game yesterday. Tudor Lake losing to Sunnyside Christian. The Knights beating them by a score of 62-46. Last night it was the boys taking on the Kings West. Ducks falling to the Warriors by a score of 54-33. Solid win, with Adam Schildmeier pouring in 16 points and John Lansma pulling out 8 boards and Jossie Reeves 4 assists. And they'll be taking on the nightcap here at 7:30. The Lynn Brooksville Broncos, who had to go into overtime to beat Riverside Christian Crusaders by a score of 58-48. And their top scorer, Jake Freck, will be an issue for Rich Walker and the Warriors to take care of. But the order of business today is the ladies' game. And the Evergreen Lutheran Eagles losing both of their first games. We just witnessed a very close game where the Sales upset the Eagles 45-37 and ushered them out of the tournament. And here are the starting lineups are being announced. With Chloe Mosey playing so well against ACH. Just the luck of the draw. They got last year's runners-up with 5 seniors. The ACH stands for Almira Cooley Heartline, a team that's been here many times before, losing to St. George in last year's final. So no mistake, the girls actually, after getting the butterflies out, held their own and fell only by 19 points. A lot of numbers, but that third and fourth quarter really showed their ability to play. It was a virtual draw in the second half. Key for Kings West was Megan Spence, the freshman post player, pouring in 21 points and pulling down 8 boards. Kaylee Ross, the senior guard, had 4 assists and total rebounds, so 4 to go along with her points. So we're getting set to start here with the starting lineup. You can expect a lot of challenge from Alicia Falk, number 10, Jesse Hanna, and the tip goes to the girls in blue attacking to the basket to our left. It's the Tudor Lake Ducks moving around to the right-hand side and traveling in the corner is called. RBI Game of the Week brought to you by local businesses, American Marine Bank since 1956. Great Hill Materials, good neighbors since 1946. Central Market of Paulsbo and town and country markets on Bainbridge Island, bringing and nourishing the quality of life in their community. Let's say thank you to the optometrist Scott Braze and David Kirscher of Island Family Eye Care. Eye care with an eye care philosophy. In the early going, both the Ducks and the Warriors going back and forth, but it's Kings West with a 2-0 lead. And an early substitution as Sinelli Preston checks in with her just under 6 points average. Talk about these Ducks that come from District 4. They actually came in second in their Central League, but took their district final and come in as champions with 12 straight wins before yesterday's loss. Kristen Anderson, long-range shot, high rebound employee is in there along with Preston, and to the floor goes Clemens, and it's a jump ball as the girls in white with their black and red trim are ready to go. Leading 2-0, they get the benefit of the bonus, or of the direction arrow. And inbounding is going to be intercepted. Nice job by Preston. That's a savvy freshman. And Lindsay Scheffler, the sporting player in the loss yesterday for the Ducks, dribbling the whole way and forcing some action there, wanting to get the first points on the board through the lane. not a bad choice. Sheffield with 19 points yesterday. Very effective as Kayla Vicaris with 14 points to help her out. So they've got to worry about number 22 and number 42. And she makes her first. With just one tick less than a minute away in the first period here at Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena. And a little bit of hop, skip, and jump as Kristen Anderson got bumped around the middle. They're going to let a lot of physicality happen here, and they'll sometimes drive you crazy. This three-referee system can be challenging. It's always nice when they pull it off. There's a nice job with the rebound. Kristen Anderson wanting the ball herself. Ross on the right. Mosey in the middle. Spins down the lane, and she goes to Ross outside the three-point cutter. In down to Kristen Anderson. She's got a look of fierce fire in her eyes today. Very determined. These two seniors do not want to go out in 0-2 at State. They know what it's like to come here, and they know it's tough to get here, and it's tough to win. Kristen Anderson goes to the line, each team with one foul. And they're calling against Heltemus, whose brother was quite impressive against Kings West last night, helping out Brian Hoff in their loss. The Warriors doing a great job with their team defense to frustrate the scoring intent of Tudor Lake. And the girls looking to do the same here. Kristen Anderson missing the first, buys the other off the top of the front rim. And here comes Lindsay Scheffler and the Ducks. Dressed in blue, white trim as we mentioned earlier. Nice move. Inside again. Nice dish. Spence goes up and the basket's going to be good. Spence was right there with her, and that's one of those tough calls. She was very careful, but they're going to call those when the player initiates the contact, like Alicia Falk did. Falk is a senior guard, averaging 8.6, just under 9 points. They do spread it around fairly well with three girls in double digits. Vicaris, as we mentioned, and Jessie Hanna, number 12. We've seen her take the flow of the game, and much like Hoff, who was not a high scorer early going for Tudor Lake of the boys, she will generate some points, and she goes down the middle again, and foul trouble becomes an early concern for Coach Dave Kirkhoff and Brian Henley, and they'll send Lakeisha Niles, the zesty freshman. She's really brought a lot of savvy and energy when she's come into the ballgame for Kings West this year. To the line goes Jesse Hanna, as Spence, Mosey, and Clemens now have one foul apiece. And true on the, from the free throw line, Jesse Hanna drops her first, and here comes Clemens to the bench. Or Brian Henley, who chats her up a bit. And Hanna off the front rim and way out there. Lakeisha Niles gets her first board of the game. So she's got her first stats, first touch, and it's getting solid. And boy, anticipating that is Alicia Falk, but coming down is Kristen Anderson at turnover forced, however. So they're going to be looking for those loopy passes, and hopefully the girls will sharpen those up. Here comes Jesse Hanna now. Score is 4-3 advantage. The Toluca Ducks. Long shot. Rebound comes down to Denali Preston, who's on the baseline now. Gets it out to Heltemus. Long range shot by Scheffler. And again, offensive rebound battling by, going to be poked away by Mosey. So they're going to chase down every single board, as you'd like to see. And the ball be inbound in front of the press bench here into Locke. Deep in the corner, Scheffler, who arrives there just as the ball does. Nikisha Niles has a chance at it. And Kristen Anderson recovers and tight ropes to the far line in front of her own bench. And Kayla Ross brings him up, setting things up. Good defensive recovery. No fast break opportunity. Niles now right side. Dribbles to the point. Comes back right to Spence outside the three-point country. No one in the paint right now. Top Kristen Anderson. Long range three. Touches nothing and it'll bounce out for Ducks ball. So it's Kristen Anderson with the 3 points on the board for Kings West. Falk and Hanna. And Scheffler with the four on the board in the lane. Quickly to Scheffler, left side, three-point country. Going to be long. Kristen Anderson chases it down. No fast break opportunity. Behind you, Kristen Ross has to look for Scheffler, who's these girls in blue are dogging everything. It's time for the Warriors to calm down. Now they had the early lead, and now they've given it up to Toluca Lake. Only 1 point, though. The coach, Tyler Bigby, working the sideline in front of their bench. As in the first half, the girls go to the defensive end. And there's Ross anticipating. Controls. Far touchline from us in front of the scoreboard. Operators and scorekeepers, Kristen Anderson getting her second win. Lakeisha now. Good pressure by Preston. Down low to, and there's going to be a blocking foul as Anderson, and a good show of sportsmanship. Jesse Hanna pulls her up. And it looks like she was shooting, so she should go to the line, but they're pointing to the baseline there as she was just making her move. And so the second personal foul for Ashanya Heltemus is the second team foul for the Ducks, and Niles will sit down and get calmed down by Coach Brian Henley. And replacing Ashanya Heltemus with her two fouls comes in number 22, Kayla Vicaris. And Vicaris, the sophomore, just under 11 a game, bounced in by Kristen Anderson. Back into Chloe Mosey, double teamed, front rim off the bank, and she fouled. And they're going to call pushing from behind as Kings West now has four on the team and two against Chloe Mosey. Not a good sign.
Foul number 52, Chloe Mosey, that third set, 15-4.
To be fair, the tournament officials have done a great job of coordinating, all of them from different areas. The officials in today's game from Thurston County, Dale Wolfcool, and Dave Crane from Lower Columbia, and Phil Papik, who we had yesterday from Grays Harbor. Long-range pass cross-court. And as tough as it is to do it in your own area when you first meet a crew, coordinating is an essence, and they've picked the best officials for this tournament here today. Always necessary, that coordinated third team out on the court along with the two competing. And a throwaway by Glemon. And Jesse Hannah comes up with it immediately there on the attack. And the Toluca Lake very impressed with their immediate high-octane attack. Every opportunity they're going to press offensively. Clemen now into the corner. Kings West a little bit frenetic. Spence turns and shoots. Banks it in. And the kid who buried 21 yesterday off early here. Megan Spence. Here's Danelli Preston. Spence, Kristen Anderson in the air. Well-schooled team, this Toledo Lake Ducks team. One of the ones favored by the local Spokane Review to be upstart, challenging, and they did put up a good fight in yesterday's loss as Niles comes back in, and also Vicaris will go to the sideline. So both coaches using their bench relievers easily, and a nice inbound play to Alicia Falk, who banks it in, and now the score is 6-5, another lead change here. And Kaylee Ross with a hard time controlling. She's got to calm her down. That's what you look for your seniors to do. Kristen Anderson and Kaylee Ross will do that for you. And a mistake there. Down by one, 3.5 to go in the first period. The Ducks now challenging down the lane. And a no-look pass goes right to Kristen Anderson, who's down court and poked away by Scheffler as Ross was streaking for the layup. And again, nice teamwork. Blocked by Spencer. She retrieves the ball. And she's got to beat number 12. That's going to be difficult. Jesse Hanna. And that's going to be a carry violation. So give it to your ball handlers. Megan Spence, not bad in that department. Talking about Toluca Lake and their 62-46 loss to Sunnyside Christian. They battled pretty well. In the first quarter, it was all tied. They were only down by 10 at the half. And then slowly, Sunnyside Christian methodically took it away. Down low to Alicia Falk, and her attempt's not going to go, but a foul by Kristen Anderson, who's upset. That'll be her first and team number 5. Got to keep their focus. You can make mistakes out there, but you got to know what you're doing and be judicious about them and keep that court sense. This team's very high pressure and is challenging the Warriors right now to settle down. And for the first time, they extend their lead to 2-7-5 on that free throw. And the senior 5'8" guard with just under 9 points a game gets ready to go at it again for the Ducks. Off the front rim, Mosey now with the rebound. Here comes Kaylee Ross. Having to focus on that right hand. Good pressure by Vicaris. Kristen Anderson along the baseline with a jumper. Nice idea. Spence hauls it down. A little bit hard in the bank. It's going to be rebounded by Jesse Hanna. So good job on the boards by Megan Spence. And the girls are getting into the flow. Here's Jesse Hanna now again trying to float. And her magic style pass is just counter to the movement of the big center, 5'9", freshman Lacey Hoffman. very impressive lineup. They've had four substitutes play in the game so far. Niles. Full court pressure, or three quarters if you will, and over and back is going to be called as Spence stepped over near the half court line. So the ball going to be inbounded in front of us here. 2-point lead for Tudor Lake, and nobody out of the game in the early going. 2.5 to go in the first period here at Spokane Arena. A lot of pride, a lot of legacy to the nature of this tournament. It's been around almost 50 years here in Spokane. The tournament's a long range shot by Jesse Hanna. 3 points.
That's
two on the line. And that three-quarter pressure causing some problems. Megan Spence, the option down low. This can break it. And a nice job by Mosey and Spence hooking up. And things are looking good. Thank you very much. Next year, as the sophomore and the freshman are looking forward to finishing things out with a win here, knowing that they got next year to look forward to. And for Toluca Lake, they're shooting long range. And in, Nakisha Niles hauls it down over Lindsay Scheffler. Good job by the guard. But again, unable to hold on to possession. And the officials there to make sure the game is going and moving fast. They've done a great job keeping on a very rigid schedule. Start times from 9 in the morning till 9 at night. If you love basketball, and many of us do, great place to be. Great environment, the whole town. And anticipating Kaylee Ross on inbound, showing up and showing their pride in this tournament, which they'd like to have go on here forever. More about that later. Scheffler working off the box. Then Ellie Preston brings it down. And here comes Kayla Vickers. Preston and Kristen Anderson rips it down. Ross on the right-hand side. Good recovery by the defense again. And Ross, unfortunately, dribbles it off her foot. So both teams showing windedness and wanting to keep the pace very, very high. Look at these two late Ducks. And the scoring saves them. They'll score in the 70s quite often, the 60s. And they won 12 in a row, as you mentioned, to take their District 4 championship. Here comes Scheffler now. Down to Vickers. Vickers in and out. Heartbreak for her. And poking it out of bounds is Chloe Mosey. The referee gets it right. I'm Tomas Meese with RBI Game of the Week. The score is 9-7. There's a minute and 15 seconds left in this first period in game number 2 consolation bracket for Tudor Lake and the Kings West Warriors. A little shove off, no one in the angle to see it. Scheffler tries a back pass down low. It looks like 3 seconds in the lane before Lacey Hoffman can even try to put that in. So these girls want to play fast and fun, and they're being encouraged, obviously, and not discouraged at least, as number 44, Shayna Hill-Temis, checks in with her 2 fouls, giving break to number 10, Alicia Fox. The senior guard will take a seat, and a full court press now as number 22, Megan Kreifels, checks in. Her mom helped us out with some photography the other day. Rifles on the right-hand side. Megan spins to help her. Gives it to her just outside the three-point spot. Scheffler challenges. Mosey tries, and the ball bounces out. Nice hustle by Kaylee Ross. And it will be a ball in front of the blue bench that goes to the blue team as Ross is hustling out there on the other side of the court. It's RBI Game of the Week, bringing you this Kings West Warriors action here at the Spokane Arena. For the first time in history, both the boys and the girls are at the tournament. Boys for the first time, girls for the third year in a row, wanting to best and better their mark so far this year. Taking on ACH in actually a very, very good game. A lot of skill and talent in ACH, as you can imagine. Last year's run-ups highly favored. And Kaylee Ross dumped it in from the right-hand side. So finding some rhythm, and it's all tied at 9. And we got to begin to keep track of that. There's been 2 lead changes, and now a tie since the opening tip-off. Fake by Vickers along the baseline, and she'll put it up and in, and it's 11-9 for their third lead of the quarter. Ross stops and pops to the right-hand side, feeling it, but it's in and out. Heartbreak for her at the horn, and it's going to be the end of the first period. Again, it's Tomas Meese with RBI Game of the Week. Tudor Lake Ducks in blue go to the bench with 11. Kings West Warriors to their bench with 9. It's the first period at Spokane Arena. We'll be right back.